Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folks' face. Then you got them rappers with that cold, broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before, me slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting booed? Shit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn so proudly we hailed at the twilight land gleaming. Blue broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh Lord, oh the fight.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoice and rise high. Burning the time, loud as the North Sea.
Already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2, but what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are those solely of the broadcaster and not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
Some say it's about love, but I say we want to. and two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
James Brown, tough enough, baby, they're going to be strutting their stuff today. Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud. Woo, Lord, I want y'all to hear some more James Brown, this mom, tough enough, say it loud. I haven't been to see his movie yet, but I'm going to go, even though some people told me about it, so I'm not going to say nothing bad about it. If you went, you can call, but I'm going to go. His daughter hosted our children from my center when they was in L.A. last week. So we want to thank her for that. And she's been to our center supporting our children and spoken to our children and been supportive. But I'm going to go and I understand they're not so pleased with it, but they went on. I'm going to go and, I mean, that's not something his daughter told me, but I understand it. I'm going to go see what that movie is all about when I get a minute. And, you know, one thing about James Brown, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud. He exemplifies when you go and you come back and you rebuild communities. That's all it's about. Go, get your money, come back and show and rebuild your community. Didn't live where you want to, but rebuild your community. So you don't have to say, I used to live over there, I did that, I didn't know. This is my community that I rebuilt. And we thank James Brown for having that. You know, he knew how hard he came up and what he did and how he came back and he tried to do that. So hats off, and I will be going to see that. I saw Courtney the other night at Under 40. Jim Alita got in one of the people that was honored in the group of Game Changers, Under 40 and Under Game Changers. I was very proud of her. You can go on VON and read her bio and see who and what she is and what she does. Very proud because she's consistent. I really appreciate her. I want to thank those who came out yesterday to support our children as we ended our On the Street, Off the Stage. Off the Street, On the Stage boot camp, Broadway and Bronzeville boot camp. And those children know they had a ball this summer. And one of the fathers came and thanked me. He came in and he brought his son a lunch. And I said, well, go on upstairs. He's upstairs. So he went upstairs and got a chance to see his son on those lights, handling those lights. And those who came out, thank you, Phil Jackson, for your group. And I want to thank you so much for coming out. Thank you, Micah Scott Jr., for having the Park District children come out. But those who came out saw our children calling the show, Miss Karma, who was in charge of calling that show, just calling and putting those children on stage and how you saw our children handling everything. It was the end of the boot camp. They handled everything. And the ones who came out to see Diva as we did the finale, we did a Diva for our seniors, thank those of you, and other people too, seasoned seniors and whoever wanted to come. I know you understand, you love Generational Divas, and some of you have always supported us and always was there. Thank you so much. And we'll be doing an awful lot. We'll be putting our season up in a moment and letting you know what our season. Know that we're still in our struggle, still in our fight as we fight with and for the Harold Washington Culture Center. You have to support us to keep us there. We still in this struggle. Just do not forget that, and we're still there. Many things we need to talk about this morning, but you know it is the Bud Billiken Parade. If you want to call and talk about when you was in it and how it was, let us know. Kind of open today. We're just going to be really open today and just kind of talk. I was a little disturbed when I went to my mailbox the other day. I think it was the day before yesterday. I was coming in with one of my grandchildren. They picked up this plugger and it put the guns down, peace. And I really was disturbed. And you probably want to know why she's so disturbed about that. Because my little grandbaby asked me, what guns down? The guns going to be at the parade? I said, no. Now, I know she's a few years old, and she's been at the parade since she's been born. And she's not familiar with that in her mind. Now, maybe something did happen. I don't know. But that's what the police is there for. But to go throughout the children's parade and pass those things all out, there's a psychological thing to say, put the gun down, peace. Now, somebody got some money doing some program, and they decided to make them those plugs. I should have brought one to see who was putting it out. I thought that it was tasteless because there's always a reinforcement to make it think that we can't do nothing, that we animals, we're this. When they had the Puerto Rican Day Parade or the Mexican Parade or the Gay Parade and all other stuff, they have violence to do everything in them parades, drunk, pissing on the street, and they just keep having it, and nobody do that. It's a psychological thing to go throughout that community. The children have to hear stuff and say, put the guns down, peace. People on that street don't have no gun. We don't have that much shooting up and down King Drive. Not that it won't happen, it can happen. But we don't have as much shooting in our communities as we don't have. And we do have problems. But to always make violence and guns the center part of what we do. Now, I, for one, didn't like it. Maybe you like it. I don't know. And you could tell me that. But for her to see, and I started getting them up because my other older granddaughter came and looked at it. And she was explaining to her. I said, you don't have to explain it. And I asked my older granddaughter how she felt about that. And she even said, are they going to be acting? I said, no, they're not going to be acting up, which put a kind of thing on the children. So if you keep folks all psychological, just messed up in the head, they can't think they stuff out of a paper bag. Now, maybe whoever did it thought they was doing for good. I'm going to go back and look at this plugger and see. Also, I got up this morning. If you live on King Drive, I got this flyer somebody put in my box. Mayor Rahm Emanuel, every black, all of them must go. Who are the mayors putting it go on? And gave a whole thing as to why they should vote them out. They gave 6 points, and at the end they said, take the money, but they talked about what Harold Washington said. Mayor and Alderman closed mental health center, all the stuff stolen from black. Said Mayor Washington said, take the money, but vote for me. That's what he said. Anybody but Rahm for 2015. But Harold Washington said, take the money and vote. Harold said, hey, he ain't going to tell nobody to take no money. He said, because you'll mess up. And so if you're on King Drive, you're getting those flyers. Today is going to be an interesting day at the parade. You know, I live on King Drive, so I'll be kind of laid back, maybe looking for my bedroom window because I'm exhausted. My grandchildren will be over there. But it's going to be interesting because the last 2 years, weren't that many politicians in the parade because they weren't up for re-election. And that parade, when they get a car, or get something in that parade, or get a space in that parade, or pay for a space, it helps that charity. But last year, because there was no election, you had very few politicians year before last in the parade. When there's no election, you don't see it. You didn't even have that many aldermen in the parade. The alderman of the ward was in the parade, which is Ms. Dowling, I think. Just very few was in the parade. But this year, they're going to be so many of them, they're going to knock you over. It's like, don't come just because of the election. Come because it's for the children. And you want to celebrate the children. The theme should be about the children. I remember when my children we've been living over in that community. My children grew up in that community from 44th in Indiana all the way to 43rd in King Drive. That's the only community they've lived in all their life. They've grown up in that community. Their father came out of the community from 44th and Calumet, who's a graduate of DeSalva, and he's been around. So it's almost like a tradition in the family, been there for a long time. But I used to take them to the parade, and they used to take a sack with them because they was going to get the candy and get the prizes. They used to throw prizes and candy off the floats and stuff, and the theme was about the children. And that when the kids got home, Evan and Jamil and all of them would get together and look and see what candy or what prizes they got at the parade. But then all of a sudden they said, you can't throw no more candy, can't give no more prizes. You can't do all of that. You can't do that. And So people kind of dumb it down, doing something for the children. This is a children's parade. And I really think even the elected official, anybody going to be in it, he should be dedicated some toward the children. You know, and if they passing out stuff, they should be passing out what they're doing to help the children. But you're not going to get that. It's going to be really funny. I'm waiting to see Rom come down King Drive. It's going to be the funniest thing in the world. It's really funny, y'all. This is a funny day, and I'm going to enjoy today. I'm going to be going out to the breakfast this morning, and I'll come on back home, you know. We start the Harold Washington Culture Center started to put a floating parade. We'll wait till next year. We didn't want to bombard the parade with we wanted to let these folks who were running go on and be in that parade. So we just got to be open. What you remember about the parade? Do any of you remember getting candy? Do any of you remember any of the other stuff, all the stuff geared toward the children? I heard someone call, I think it was Matt Show or Cliff Show, one of the shows, and they were talking about the mythical thing. Why don't they change the name? Why should they change the name? It was something that came up with to help the children. It was a mythical so-and-so. So why can't we have this? And we can't forget. And anybody remember Ms. Jerner, Marjorie Jerner, who was one of the founders, was back there, and every year she was in that parade. She lived on Wabash. She was a beautiful woman, and she always made sure that it stayed true to it was, to what it was. Everybody rode in, have been in that parade, everybody. I remember State Senator Barack Obama. I remember Junior said, when Junior asked me, can Barack Obama ride on my float in the parade? I said, I'm not thinking about Barack. No, you can't ride on my float, Barack. But, of course, I let him get on my float in the parade. So when he was running for senator, what float was he on? Mine, right there with his blue T-shirt. And I laugh, you know. People think I'd be talking because I do know the president. You know, he's been to my house and my yard and everything else, crashing my parties. So I'm going to be the senator, and we supported him. But so everybody have kind of got a leg up in this parade. And why am I saying that? I'm saying that because you have to understand your power. This is the largest parade in the nation. And Channel 9 stop WGN all the years have shown that parade on television, which means that it was seen all over the country because GON is nationally. And you all need to call GON, GN, WGN. They stopped broad. Last year I looked. My sister called me from Florida, and I had my brother from Detroit, and they started calling me. What happened to the parade? Because that's what they would watch, that parade in Chicago. Why is it that they took the parade off of Channel 9? And I think that's something you have to know, these slowly psychological things they do to us. Now, WIC, I think I got the address right, Courtney, type it in for me. They broadcast the parade on television. But you got the Puerto Rican parade broadcast on one of the major networks. They broadcast the Rose, the Bowl, and all the other stuff, and the gays, and all that stuff. But they took off all those years of broadcasting the Bud Billiken Parade off of WGN. And I want you all to really think about that, because your family saw that, the largest black parade in the country. And there's something wrong with that. They do these little psychological things to us mentally. I always want to bring us down, like put the guns down, do all that other stuff. Now the other thing, the reason everybody's going to be all over the parade, petitions for aldermen starts this month. For the mayor starts this month. The state election is, and the county election is in November. So they're going to be all over you. Look for it. So we're talking about your power. So we're going to talk about the power of your vote. Your churches, your parade, all of that. I heard Karen Lewis, y'all have to excuse me, my sign is messing up. I heard Karen Lewis on tell him to bring me something. I heard Karen Lewis on Cliff, and I saw her a little the other day. And I read her stuff in the paper. It sounds like she's not running to me. I don't like the way she sounds. Karen, if you're listening, you need to talk to me, sister. Come on my show and come enough to take 15 minutes of call, and not I got to go. Cliff said, got calls, I got to go. That should have been. I thought Cliff kind of assumed that she was going to take some calls, but she didn't. As I said, Karen can win. I think she's scared to run myself. If you're scared, tell me, because we got some work to do here. You know, don't be 50-50 nothing. You got to be all in or all out because we don't have much time. And we can't play with the minds of our people. Our people are already being played with, and we have to decide that. I mean, I kind of thought she told Cliff that when she came back on the 1st, she would tell us what she was going to do because she was in Hawaii resting. Well, it is now the 9th, so we want to know. And I hope she don't think she has the luxury of playing with us like that, thinking we're going to just lay back and wait. Ms. Lewis, you know, I know you. I've been there, and I always think that you can win. And I think you can put a team around you, and you can win. But you can't stand in the way if you're not going to be running. You need to move on out the way so we can decide what we're going to do. Because we got a lot to do here. You just can't do that. Don't think that sometimes, you know, this stuff can make you have false illusions, a false power, that I have the power to determine when I'm going to do this. You don't have the power or the longevity to decide that, my sister. Black people are out here listening, and they have to move and do what they have to do. I mean, you're not give me votes and give me money. You're not Harold. You Karen. And if you really understood how Harold was elected, that's the part they play up, but that's not true. That is not true. Harold said, if you get me this many votes or get me this money, I will run. See, that's just the part they want to keep you all not understanding, keep you crazy. When Harold came from the people, the people had a movement. You could feel it. I can feel that movement out here now. We could have elected Mickey Mouse that year, but it's certainly Harold was the best choice. There was a movement among the people, the grassroots people was moving, not these folks, these other people who think that who got in office when Harold got there and got all around him and then forgot about those little people who put him in. We had a movement. We were going to jail. We were doing everything. The people was registering people, power, people organized for welfare, full employment welfare rights group. We had that group and that power group, myself. It was Nancy Jefferson, Joe Banks, Helen Chillen, Clint Slim, all of us. We had this group, Jeremy Glietta, y'all don't know her, but there's a lot of us who had come together, and all these parents equalizers. And we had decided, because we were in the streets every day going to jail after Jane Byrne wasn't playing, and I'll finish that when we come back after our break to explain to you what we did. And we were talking, we had put Harold in Congress. The movement started around, and we started getting Harold, Jane Byrne supported someone else other than the community, and we decided she had to go, and she got rid of Michael Scott off the board. She did the CHA. She did a whole lot of stuff, so we had to go after her. We had to go after her because she really did us wrong after we put her in the same way Rome is doing us wrong. So we went after her. We wasn't playing. We was mobilizing. And even before the Come Alive October 5, we had started registration. And we're going to talk about that. How did the Deputy Register program started? Power started that program. I was part of that. And we began to register people at the welfare office and move stuff and do stuff. And thank God for Mr. Gardner who's and Nate Clayson, and we had Emma, I think of her name in a minute. He sent him over there from Shaw Sheen, and he decided to join in our movement of our registration. And he did Come Alive October 5. But we were already doing it, and Harold him would give me something. No, he was talking mess because he wasn't sure what he was going to do. Because he said, he told me, I'm happy up here in Congress fighting Reagan. And he wasn't sure, so he kept stalling. And when we got over there at Robert's Motel on 6th 3rd Street and said, either you going to do it or get out the way. So he said, okay, I'm going to do it. So that's where we at now. You going to do it or get out of the way? See, Karen Lewis can't run around here like she's some little free bullet running all over the place. Either you going to run or you not. That's my challenge to you, my sister. And I'm going to talk more about Harold. And this, and I know y'all don't like it. I don't know why, but my station always has this girl on who's running for mayor. That's what they have. That ain't my choice. I can't tell y'all what to do. You know, because until she tell me, say something about what's going over there with those girls in Nigeria, where she's from, and take a stand on what's happening with those girls. The Ebola outbreak, there's a lot of things going on in Nigeria that I'd like to hear her talk about. Those are her people. Gutierrez is still talking about immigration, his people. As black folks, sometimes we be scared to talk about our people. If you can't talk about what's going on in Nigeria and how they're being hurt, then I don't know how you can deal with me. Just food for thought, y'all. That's up to y'all. And, you know, y'all know I believe in the diaspora. But those girls are still missing. You got all of them, those, whatever that group is over there, terrorizing Nigeria. You got the Ebola outbreak. You got a lot of problems going on over there. So, you know, don't be vague about what you're going to do to me here when we got that. So we don't have time to play. This is real, y'all. We got to do it. Because if we don't do it this time and get ourselves together, we won't be around in a minute because they're going to just wipe us out. So, Republican Parade, politics, you got it, you name it, whatever you want to talk about. You're listening to Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, every Saturday right here from 6 to 8, where our coffee is black with no cream. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. I know a lot of y'all listen to me on iHeartRadio. A lot of y'all listen on the line because you tell me. And a lot of y'all tell me y'all radio mess up there, so you listen. We're also on Facebook, group Facebook, and I think Evan will be tweeting. I don't know what Evan will be doing on my Twitter. But we also on Blog Talk. Just type in Coffee Tea Blog Talk. When you get Blog Talk or Dorothy Tillman or Jimmy Lee Underground. I'm on the my son have a little radio station. I bought time on his blog, so I'm on his blog. So you can find me there. If you missed anything, you can find it. So look, wake everybody up. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Hey, y'all, I'm hot this morning, and I want you to be. Come on back and talk to me. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer. Get involved and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's car windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience car windshield. Passengers who have tried car windshield agree. It's a smash. Car windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced car windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid car windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
One minute I'm fine. Then out of nowhere I'll get this terrible pain in my hand. Another day my face is swollen. It's so frustrating. I'm 27, but I feel like I'm 72. I was going to get married next summer. Now my wedding's on hold. My life is on hold. I've never felt so scared and alone. I want answers.
I want answers. I'm a junior in college. At least I was. I'm home now because I'm so sick. Now my hair's falling out. You know how embarrassing that is? It feels like I'm going crazy. My friends don't call me anymore. I don't care. I don't care about anything.
I don't care about anything. I don't even try to hide the rash on my face with makeup anymore. Today I was so tired, my mom had to help me get dressed. I'm depressed. I'm terrified. I need to know what's happening to me.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, introducing the Communicizer. Go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
I love you, Dad.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
How do you wake up the entire African-American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems?
It showed up in my life through one of my best friends. And we've been friends for over 30 years.
Share your story.
If we would have known earlier, you know, we would have been much more supportive with her.
Once I reached out to my sister, it got a little better. Once I told my mother, it got a little better. The more I talked about it, I felt it coming off.
The healing is in me, and the healing and the journey can also be extended to others.
It's our community and our mental health.
Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing.
If you're strong enough to just open your mouth, that's all it takes.
And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
It's time to share ourselves. Healing starts with us. Search online for stories that heal. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
Attention parents of young children.
The following is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat that you are completely unaware of.
A food item is probably being stuffed into a crack.
A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere.
Deep, sustained, nasal exploration.
Someone is probably making faces.
Hitting
back.
The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Farting!
Something is probably spilling.
Gum is lodging in hair.
And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. But the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors.
The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy.
What difference will it make if I put in a programmable thermostat?
Sometimes I wonder whether we'd make so many excuses if we knew how much energy and money we could be saving.
It just never hurts to plan more for the future.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm home.
Over 1 million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Take your eyes to make a pass.
out of sight. Hey, y'all. I'm back. This is a light day, but it's also a heavy day. I'm going to let you talk and say what you want to say. I might cut you off. Don't get mad at me. But I touched on a lot of things. It's going to be interesting at the parade. There's some folks that they waiting on you to come by, Rum. So, my God, it's going to be interesting. People don't know what all they was going to do when he came down the street and all that stuff. I said, don't y'all do that. Don't embarrass the nation. He is the president. He is the mayor wanting to be president. I hope the president show up for real. I thought he was going to surprise us. When they was on King Drive, they got all this special security. They got all this stuff on King Drive. I said, maybe he's going to surprise us because he started his vacation yesterday after he bombed them folks, boy. And when I saw the president's face the other day, I told somebody, I said, uh-oh, he's mighty cool. He's finna do something. Then I looked last night, he had dropped them bombs. So, but anyway, they bombed. Y'all talk about that while I go on my vacation. But anyway, I said he might be in the parade, y'all. I hope he do. He might have to come out and hold Rom hand as he come down King Drive. But anyway, I've talked about a lot of things, y'all, before I went on. I'm going to go right to the phone. I'm going to go to the phones. I didn't even give him no. I'm going to think about some songs or some stuff, of Power to the People and all that stuff. But let's see. Let me go to Maurice. You was the first caller this morning. Maurice, how you doing? For the first time, you've been first. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Dorothy. I'm doing good. How about yourself, sister?
I'm all right. Waiting on that parade. It's going to be an interesting day.
I hope everybody has a good time at the parade today.
Uh-huh.
All right. While you guys are doing the parade, I will be doing the power face. I maybe need one of those, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, just now.
Yeah, now, Maurice, you're a judge of election on the west side, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Dorothy. Yeah, for about
okay, let me ask you something. What do you think about this political landscape? What's going on?
I think those of us who understand the larger picture are going to have to work very hard in turning those red states blue. That's the big picture.
Well, I'm talking about Chicago right now. How many red, how many blue you got here?
Okay, we can do the micro picture.
And that's where I am, a micro. I'm right here with Chicago and the state of Illinois. I'll go bigger later. Right now, we got to, and I got to look out. I want to know about what's going on in Chicago.
Charity begins at home. This spreads abroad. I looked at my sister.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, ma'am. Well, here's what Maurice Nichols is doing, speaking from an individual perspective. I registered 15 people to vote this week.
Well, right on.
I told every single one of them what Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel told the Black Caucus when they were insisting on a meeting with the president.
What'd he tell them?
F the Black Caucus.
Well, I'm mad on use that kind of language. Do we? Did he say F? He pointed that finger at him and said F the Black Caucus? I don't believe that, Maurice. I'm mad talk like that.
Yes, he did. I told all of them that. Also, I told them to be your own Black Club, Captain. Go to your neighbor. Get you a stack of forms from the library and register people to vote.
Yeah.
Because Rahm Emanuel didn't win by that much of a margin.
Oh, no, only 23%. And most 23% of the registered voters and most of those people were Black. Let me. But you know, one thing, Maurice, you say about registration is that we got a lot of young people. If they're 17 years old and they're going to be 18 by November, they can register. And then after we get past that, after November, if they're going to be 18 by February, they'll be able to register. So we got a lot of harvesting to do out there. We got a lot of harvesting in our fields to start harvesting out there.
Harvest is right, but the labor is up to you, my sister.
But those of us who are laboring got to do.
Keep the faith and the money in the family. We'll be just fine.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Blessed,
you too. Maurice said the harvest is great and the labor's a few. Y'all, we got a lot of young folks out there. Is they concerned about their schools and summer jobs or their community or being pushed out their neighborhood or being disrespected? This is the time to show your respect. But the problem I'm worried about is that they're going to get bought off for a few dollars. No dollar should buy people off right now. It should be about the community. You know, they say, here, take these dollars and go get these folks out to vote. Let me buy this dollar. Let me do this. Let me do that. Oh, you can't do that. Let me talk to my brother right here. Who is this, Thurgood?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much.
I was very upset but when I walked in my house. I live on King Drive, and they had them flyers all in the door about put down. I mean, those kids are already suffering. from a lot of trauma. So why you want to put this? That should have been a strategy put together by the police department, how to keep it down, and then have to come into the children's home.
Well, I applaud that. Also, I just, this is my perspective, and I echo your sentiments, but I make this observation. There were 423 homicides last year in Chicago, year before 570, a peak of 900 or so. That might have been the 90s. My observation is this. There are 2.7 million people in the city of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Let's assume all those homicides are black. We're talking about a fraction of 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And so we enter into this campaign, and you've identified it, somehow assuming that black people are pathologically violent.
Right.
Somehow. You see,
right. Uh-huh.
It's propaganda. Now, we make this observation.
And wait, Maurice, you start feeling so bad about yourself in the children looking behind them and jumping, and you so when you're dead up tight and that stressed out, you can't figure out how to get out of your problems. How we can't figure out what to do for ourselves.
Yes, ma'am. And this other observation, please. Black people didn't enslave white people. We didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. We didn't kill 6 million Jews in World War II. We didn't invade Iraq or Afghanistan based upon lies and killed millions of innocent people,
mm-hmm.
mothers, women, and children, over a war based upon lies. We didn't do that. We didn't bankrupt this country based upon that.
We're basically not a violent people. If we were, we're not basically violent. But those who've had loved ones to get shot or hurt or something happened, I understand how they feel. So we're not saying that things don't happen, but to take our community and to have the world looking at our community like this is what it is, that seems like to me, that's a strategy to run folks off of their property.
Yes, it is.
Yesterday you heard all about Inglewood, but now they've gotten control of Inglewood. You don't hear about Inglewood. Now you're hearing about the lake. Now you're hearing about 74th and Cole and the lake over here in South Shore because they want that area. You're hearing about this. It's a game.
One other observation, if I may. The history is clear. When the Irish, the Italians, the Catholics came into this country in the early 1800s, they were despised. They were the immigrants. And there were literally no signs that said, no Irish, no Italians, no dogs. They were the immigrants. But what did they do? And in fact, they engaged. They invented the drive-by shooting.
Oh, yeah, the Irish had one of the most violent communities. That's why, when they still got gang. Who was that gang that Dale was in when they beat up that black boy? I mean, they still got gangs and stuff. But they were They were some of the most violent people it was, but they went on now. They control everything, the fire department, everything,
What did they do? There's a model here. They organized under the Catholic Church. They organized politically. They gained power in the major cities, New York, Boston, Chicago, state of Illinois, where they shamelessly united around their ethnicity to vote in blocks for their own. And so as a consequence, today they have the majority, the city contracts, the city jobs. I tell you what, you want to plot where the murders are occurring? Let's plot where the city contracts go. Where are the city jobs? Where do they go?
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere but our community. However, we're being taxed. Taxation without a representation in regards to jobs and contracts. And this is why we have the violence. There's no mystery.
Well, I will want to call. I tell you, this is your day. That's why I'm letting y'all speak a little longer today. But I concur with everything that you're saying about this. And it's like we got to be very clear. But if they keep us thinking the other way, we won't do what we're supposed to do. Thank you so much. And please call again. I think the worst thing in the world to wake up this morning and yesterday, and was just the last few days, and they're putting these flies up and down our parade. Keep guns out. I mean, so parents might stay away from the parade, or people might tell their family, don't come because they're shooting up here and all that other stuff. That's because once before they was trying to move the parade off of King Drive a few years ago. They were saying they need to come off of King Drive, put it somewhere else, and the people had an outrage about that. So, you have to, the fathers-to-be was trying to do that. So you need to really think about what's going on here. Let me talk to David. What you want to talk about, David?
Good morning,
the ice cream man.
How you doing? Yeah, the ice cream man.
I didn't know the ice cream man was on 79th Street. I know that, and well, I don't care about Durbin.
I was very surprised to see him out there. I was telling my son who it was, and
Dick Durbin went out there, was he?
I didn't see him, but I was wondering why is I think I don't know if it's Project Next or Project Hood that's like endorsing this man. You know.
Well, I didn't see him on 79th Street. I saw Run on 79th Street.
I seen him.
And I saw Hood, and I saw the Hood walking behind him, which was Corey Brooks.
On 79th in Cottage Grove.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
when was that?
He was out there late, too.
When was that?
8 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that these people are throwing around a lot of money, but I saw Run out there running up and down. And what I thought about was really sad about Run is that he said, okay, I'm going to put $1 million into the credit union. Well, you could have put $1 million before, but he said, I'm going to put it in. I'm not giving folks that. Yeah. Then I saw Hood, Mr. Corey Brooks, walking around the hoodie with three or four people. With behind him, I won't know the congregation. But I don't know about Oberweiss. I didn't know he was out there. But, you know, Durbin did that when he wanted our votes, too. I remember Durbin came to my office, wanted my support. He had Adrian Jones. He put a hole in the staff. And Durbin was all over me. Once Durbin got in there, Durbin just walked away from the black community and went on. And you don't even see him. His issue is immigration. His issue is everything but whatever is relating to black people.
I just want to say one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, he gave out buy one, get one free coupon for ice cream. Me and my friends were laughing about that.
Was it chocolate ice cream or vanilla? Okay, thank you so much.
I just want to say one thing, Ms. Tillman.
Uh-huh.
I love your spirit as a fighting black woman, and I'm very proud, and I'm excited to hear you every Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
I am telling my son about you. You know, we are trying to be progressive in the things that we do in our life, and I love.
Well, we just want to be black. If you be black, you'll be all right. We're going to be black, and let him know we're black and proud, and we're going to do what we got to do to protect this baby. Thank you so much.
All right.
We're going to protect these children now. We're going to be black. And you got to be something when you sit at the table. You can't be all in all. Can't be no chameleon. You sit at the table, you have no identity. I'm this today, I'm that tomorrow, I'm a chameleon. No, you got to stand. My Dr. King told us that that if you, and Bevel said it too, if you be in the middle of the road, you might get hit by a transfer truck. That's what we called them back then, but y'all call them something else now. That's those trucks. And you got to be on one side or the other road. You can't be in the middle because you will get hit. You can play that game if you want to, but God knows you'll get hit. How you doing, Minister Hyten?
Hayden, how you doing?
Hayden, hey, I'm doing just fine. The Lord is still on the throne.
But I tell you what, that last part of your little segment, boy, you trying to sound a little sexy this morning, wasn't you?
Well, I'm sexy every day. You just don't hear.
Hey, look at me, Tillman. Uh-huh. You know, we talk about all these great leaders that we've had in our lifetime, and then we talk about Rosa Parks, and then we even talk about Father Sagan. But you know what we don't ever talk about?
What?
And I'd like for you to bring it up and do some history on it. When is the last time you heard anybody talk about Mother York?
Mother York, yes. I'll do that because Mother York was really very interesting, a minister in dealing with the prison ministry and everything.
Right,
and
right.
People.
So can you do
I'll do a thing on I'm going to do something on the ministry. I'll do that because, you know, because Mother Sinclair and her and Mother York, because I was very involved with them, too, because, you know, I did a lot of prison ministry all through when I was in.
You know, she changed the course of a lot of black men today.
She did that.
And if you can, reach out to some of the black men that remember Mother York and do a segment on her.
I'll try to do
like
that.
I'd like to know where she come from and what she was about.
Well, I like that, Minister Hayden, and I will try to do it because, you know, I spent a lot of time down in the institution talking to them brothers.
And I'm down in your area. I moved from Chicago. I'm down here in peaceful Tupelo now. So,
okay.
You know, it's loving down here.
I tell you.
Do that, though.
I'll do that. Thank you for Mississippi. You called me from all the way from Mississippi. I got me a Mississippi. Otis brought me a Mississippi watermelon. Otis was down in Mississippi the other day. He brought me a Mississippi watermelon. I'm getting ready to cut, okay?
Hey, look here. Gas is cheap and the life is full of riches.
Okay, I got me a Mississippi watermelon straight out the patch. Thank you so much. Yeah, Otis went to Mississippi and brought me a watermelon. Angel, how you doing from Charlotte?
Black, magnificent.
Black, super black all the way.
Now listen, you know, I just tell you this. I have for you a 21st century inspiration for liberation. It won't take very long, but I also call to tell you because I'm going to slow down because I didn't put no sugar in my tea this morning, okay?
You know, Angel, she's telling me, I got 3 minutes. Okay.
But this is what this is the political integration without economic emancipation, religious integration equals social.
Angel, you want to hold on to after the break?
if you please answer.
Okay, can you finish? Okay, go on. Political education without what?
Political education without. Political integration without economic emancipation and religious integration equals social humiliation, community frustration, and Africans in America elimination. But I just called it because I want to tell you about the parade. I just wanted to let you know that the answers are waiting for them to no longer be mythical. And you know, from our ancestors from antiquity and Archimedes, you know, the descendants of slaves. I agree with the brother from your community that made that insightful challenge to the community. And I hear my vote. So I just want to say that, you know, I hope this be the last parade in the beginning of a new tradition to support black children being miseducated by European.
Oh, yeah, well, we got to talk about the education now, but we got to do more than talk. We got to work. Thank you, Angel from Charlotte, North Carolina. She really talked about this stuff. Thank you. We got Mississippi and North Carolina right behind each other. They'll let you know some, y'all. My board is lit up. Y'all keep on. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to everybody today. I ain't got but 1 minute, so I'm not going to take you, because if I take anybody, you're not going to get a chance to get through. But we will come back. We've been talking today, Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. And we're talking about politics. We're talking about what you want to talk about, the parade. We're going to have Colonel Scott on at 7:30 to tell us some of the things that they're doing. But it's the parade. Is all the politicians going to be here? How they playing with us? What can we do? How are we going to do it? We got to go out here. We got a lot of young brothers and sisters at 17 to 18 before November. They got to get registered. We got to not just let them be used for 50 cents. Then we got, after November coming up, what do we do? Karen Lewis, you got the mess to get off the pot. Karen Lewis don't have the luxury of saying, I do it when I get ready. You can't do it when you get ready. We have work to do. If you're not going to do it, get out the way. Let us do what we got to do. We got a lot of stuff to do here. You listen to Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. We are on Blog Talk. You missed any of this, you can get it off of Blog Talk. Type in Dorothy Tillman Coffee Tea Blog Talk after you get it. Or Jim Lee Underground, you can get us. We're also on Facebook, Group Facebook, and www.wvon.com. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman Coffee Tea in a conversation with me every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Get your coffee, get your tea. Call your friends, wake them up, and tell them I'll be right back, because I want you to come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. The iHeartRadio network has over 800 stations on it, but there's only one urban talker, your WVON. Download the iHeartRadio app and take us everywhere you go. The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. American fighter jets have escorted a second airdrop of food and water for thousands of refugees trapped in the Sinjar Mountains of Iraq. Members of a small religious sect have been trapped there for days, driven from their homes by Islamic militants. In his weekly radio and internet address, President Obama discusses his rationale for authorizing airstrikes in Iraq and makes clear the U.S. will continue with targeted strikes against ISIS fighters if necessary.
American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq because there's no American military solution to the larger crisis there.
Tropical storm Izelle has sent thousands in Hawaii racing to clear debris and restore power before another powerful hurricane threatens to drench the islands again. No reports of major damage or injuries from Izelle. Israel says it has hit more than 20 sites in the Gaza Strip with airstrikes today in response to continuing militant rocket fire from Palestinian territory. A Gaza health official says the strikes killed a senior member of Hamas. This is NBC News Radio. Federal officials say it seems unlikely that murder charges would be filed against the man who shot former White House Press Secretary James Brady more than three decades ago. NBC's Francis Rivera.
Federal prosecutors say they will review an autopsy that labels the death of former White House Press Secretary James Brady a homicide. But legal experts say bringing a murder case against his shooter, John Hinckley Jr., would be tough. Hinckley shot Brady in a 1981 assassination attempt against former President Ronald Reagan.
The legal drama over the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers continues. An appellate court has refused to consider owner Donald Sterling's request to block the $2 billion sale of the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Two large wildfires continue to burn in Washington state so far, destroying about 30 square miles, while a newer third fire in central Washington has grown to about 400 acres, but so far isn't threatening any homes. In Oregon, firefighters are upbeat about their progress against a wildfire in Columbia River Gorge. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Maticus with a special invitation for you. Bronzeville Nights is back and better than ever. Quad Communities Development Corporation will again present the best of arts, culture, food, and entertainment this summer. Every second and fourth Wednesday of August and September, we'll highlight a section of the Bronzeville community. There's something for everyone. Come out and see me, your boy Maticus, Wednesday, August 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at 47th and King Drive. Enjoy an exclusive tasting menu, premiere performances, funky photo booth, and an interactive art experience with Paul Branton. Stop by H-Dogs, Jokes and Notes, and Gallery Gashard for an evening of fun. Stay local August 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. and support community businesses. Suggested donation of $5 to attend, $10 includes tastings. For more info, visit our Facebook page, Bronzeville Nights, or go to qcdc.org or call 773-268-7232. Bronzeville Nights, eat, shop, and be entertained. Grammy Award-winning legendary artist Chaka Khan is coming to Chicago for a one-night-only live special concert performance. It's all going down August 9th at the Chicago Theater, hosted by Music Is My First Love, benefiting the Red Pump Project to raise awareness of HIV/AIDS. Chaka will light up the Chicago theater stage with all of her hits. You don't want to miss an evening with Chicago's very own Chaka Khan. August 9th, come and enjoy a concert for a cause. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Hi, this is your boy Maddie, and WVON is proud to join other Chicago radio stations for the Put the Guns Down campaign. It's our community, it's our responsibility, it's our solution.
Hello, I'm Sir Henry Cheatham, inviting you, Mary, Margaret, Elizabeth, Sally, Felicia, and Sue, along with Makita, Lakeisha, and all of the senoritas, too, to our Saturday night juke joint, Classic Blues and R&B, here on AM 1690 WVON. And don't forget to bring Byron, Henry, Leroy, Juan, Delmar, and Ray Ray, too. Join us here every Saturday night at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago and the Voice of the Nation, AM 1690 WVON.
Hello, this is Fort Smith, and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the fourth anniversary of Fort Smith Fashion Explosion, to be held August 10th at the historic and beautiful DuSable Museum of African American History. Our indoor-outdoor reception and silent auction starts at 2 p.m. At 3 p.m., Trinity's dancer, Leslie Howard, will perform. Then fashions from 10 of Chicago's best designers. Agriculture, classic couture, Dana's art to wear, Deborah Davis, and many more. The excitement is in the air. For tickets online, go to eventbrite.com and type in Fort Smith Fashion Explosion or call us at 773-268-8200. Or you may visit us at 1007 East 43rd Street in Chicago. The excitement is in the air. We look forward to seeing you, and remember, dare to be different.
This is Brother Booker, sales manager of Western Avenue Nissan. It's summertime, and Western Avenue Nissan is introducing the Fun in the Sun sale. All summer long, Western Avenue Nissan, located at 7410 Southwestern in Chicago, will be slashing prices on all new and used inventory. We're making room for your negative equity. No one is upside down at Western Avenue Nissan. 2014 Nissan Maxima, $4,000 rebate. 2014 Nissan Altima, $3,500 rebate. 2014 Nissan Sentra, $1,500 rebate. 0% financing is available. We believe buying a vehicle should be a fun experience, and we're making it just that. At the Summertime Fun in the Sun sale, make your way to Western Avenue Nissan, 7410 Southwestern in Chicago, or call 773-776-8200 or visit the web at westernavenissan.com.
Make a career connection on Monday, August 11th, during the Chicago Teachers Union Career Fair at St. Paul Church of God in Christ Community Development Ministry, 4550 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. From 8 a.m. until noon, students who are in or entering grades 11 through 12 will have an opportunity to register to vote and meet welders, carpenters, electricians, and others from exciting trade careers. Pre-registration is required for this event, so please call 630-472-9411 or visit ctunet.com for more information.
Are you looking for an opportunity to be your own boss, set your own schedule, and earn up to $25 an hour? Uber is hosting a UberX Partner Recruitment Job Fair in your neighborhood. To learn more about how to start driving today, on Tuesday, August 12th at 10 a.m., Uber will be at the Lawndale Christian Development Corporation Tech Center, 3843 West Ogden. Join the thousands of UberX partners already on the streets of Chicago and the nearby suburbs. Learn more August 12th at 10 a.m. For registration or inquiries, call 312-768-4728, 312-768-4728.
Everybody's talking about Cliff Kelly, and Cliff's talking about what matters to you.
I tell you what, you don't have to be sick because stress will take you out
of here.
It's
true.
And everybody's stressed out.
Yeah, everyone is stressed out.
Justifiably so. If you're not stressed out, you probably are non-compos mentis. You don't even have enough sense to realize you should be stressed out.
The Governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly, weekday afternoons, 3 until 6 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
On the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, we'll bring you conversations with today's top newsmakers discussing everything from politics to pop culture, and we'll look for answers to some of the major social issues confronting America today. So join us weekly for solutions-oriented radio on the Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, Sunday night from 7 to 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Mark Wallace. WVON is proud to join other Chicago radio stations for the Put the Guns Down campaign. It's our community, it's our responsibility, and it's our solution.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the Talk of Chicago.
difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. We got some difficult days ahead. And those days will end right now. But I don't mind. I'll give my life to you, for you. What greater man than he who would lay down his life for another man? They said they would kill me. They said they're going to do all this. But I don't mind, because I'm going to do this. Because I know that if you get to be able to be in business or to make it or sit on these boards or make millions of dollars playing ball, that you're going to come back and rebuild communities. I know that if it's there, you get in these political office, that you're going to be just like these other people, and you're going to get together and you're going to make a plan for your community to protect, to serve and protect your community. Because being in elective office is about service and protecting. It's not about all this other stuff. You serve and protect your community. I don't mind that may put more black folks in office, never knowing that in 2014 we'll be behind. I don't mind. Because he allowed me. Who allowed me? God allowed me to go to the mountaintop. Everybody can't get there. I might not get there with you, but we as a people get to the promised land. Because everybody cannot have that mountaintop experience. Y'all don't understand. That mountaintop experience is an experience that's beyond words. I can't even tell you what a mountaintop experience is about. You got to get to the place in your life that God will allow you to get there and look over and see. So God allowed him based off of his work and his sincerity and his love for his people. No greater man, no greater person than laid down his life for another man. It was love that lifted me. I remember talking to Reverend Bevel one day, and I said, you know, God was so good that he said, Tillman, you know, the reason we won most of our victories is because of the love we had for our people. We weren't in there talking about money or talking about this. We loved our people, and we worked on behalf of our people, and because we loved our people, when nothing else would do, love will lift you, and we have to love each other. Dr. King, it's 7 o'clock. It's time for that 7 o'clock hour. Wherever you are in the country, in the world, out in Mississippi, Tupelo, the man that called you, the one that called Tupelo, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida. I know y'all out in Pensacola listening to me. All over the world, some friends in Ghana, over there in Europe, y'all listening to me. All over, wherever you're listening, Courtney, Ebony, wherever you are in the city, in the state, by your bed, in your kitchen, wherever you are, driving the highway, on your way to the Bud Billiken Parade, it is time to take that deep breath. Take a real deep breath. Courtney, Ebony, are you ready? Black, one more time, y'all. Black, don't it feel good, y'all? Black and proud, it's so good to be somebody. If you're nobody, you can try to be everybody, and you don't fit nowhere. I'm just anybody looking to be everybody, because then you become a chameleon or a rolling stone, my grandmother said, gather no more. So it's good to sit at the table and know who you are. Then you can negotiate. Because you've already ate, you're not hungry, you know who you are, you don't have identity crisis. I tell you, it feels good. Is that black enough for you? Is it black enough for you? Oh, come on, y'all. Is it black enough for you? Am I black enough for you?
Am I black enough?
Black and proud.
Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you?
My son Benji told me that's the song to play. Come on. Y'all. Oh. Don't be scared, y'all. Ow. You won't suffer because you know who you are. You can fight. You got to organize around a common denomination. Hey. Oh, is it black enough for you? You better make up your mind, it will leave you behind. Ain't nothing wrong with being black. That don't mean you hate anybody else. That just means you love yourself. Hey, you can't love me if you don't love yourself, because they don't tell them what you might do to me because you're pretending you love me. But if you love yourself, then there's a certain way you're going to carry yourself and a certain way you're going to love and respect me. We're back, y'all, at our 7 o'clock hour. And our last hour, you know, it's the Bud Billiken Day Parade. I want you to call and tell me what you remember about the Bud Billiken if you want to. As I was saying, in the 6 o'clock hour during the Bud Billiken Parade, you know, my children grew up on 44th and Indiana all the way over to 43rd and King Drive. All their life, they're in the parade. Their father comes off of 44th and Calumet. I'm going to stop all those schools. You know, Raymond. But as always, it was a tradition for the parade was about the children. That's what it was about. They used to throw candy out and trinkets out, and the kids would come home and look and see what all they got. And then they stopped doing that so much for a safety reason. That's crazy. You can't throw nothing out. That's all part of the fun. And now this year, look out, y'all. A few years, Defender was looking for some of them suckers to get in the parade and buy some time to get their cars in the parade. But some of them, they don't even get in the parade until it's an election time. So y'all don't get trampled on. They're going to be all over you. But the thing of it is that those in the parade should have geared their everything toward the children, because it's a Children's Day parade. I woke up this morning and somebody put something in my mailbox about Rahm Emanuel, telling me what everybody should know. And they said at the end, like Harold Washington said, take the money but vote for him. Anybody but Rahm, they passing that all in. Ooh, baby, it was all over in my mailbox. I'm on King Drive. The other thing I was talking about earlier was the fact that this week somebody put a, and I didn't appreciate it, they put a plugger in my door, put down the junk and keep the peace. And my grandbaby saw it, and she wanted to know about that. And then the old one tried to explain, why would they put that in our mailbox? That messing with the energy of the children. Now they got to be scared, or some got to make a decision not to come. We right here pleading. No other community is doing that. If there's a problem that might happen, that's why I got a police department. Rahm Emanuel and the superintendent supposed to get together and make a plan how to keep down that and be able to squash anything that comes out, and you're not supposed to know what happened. That's how you got a good man. That's how you got a good superintendent. If there are problems in hot spots, we stop this mess. Hey, we here. Let's stop it. Let's move it. We don't need y'all out putting flies all over our community, put the gun down, keep the peace. We got enough post-traumatic stuff going on already. The people you putting it in their house, telling them to put it down, most of them don't have, they're not out there shooting, no way. It's just taking your little money you got and earning your little money that they done gave you. Stop doing that. And the majority of our community do not shoot, do not kill, and do not do all those things that you say that we do. That's number one. That's another thing. The other thing is Karen Lewis has been running all over the place today. You know I've been an advocate for Karen because I really think she can win. And when she get in, she can put people behind her. She's not get out the way, let Fear Red or somebody come. Because Karen Lewis said, I got chance. No, you don't have time. You don't have time. 50-50 is your decision. It's not your decision. You got the heart of the people here. If you're not going to do it, do like Tony Pertwinkle did and get out the way so we can do what we have to do. But don't play. Don't say, well, I don't know. You know, you have to know. Petition started in another week or so. Mobilization started in another week or so. You can't do that. Ain't nobody going to sit right away for no October for you to decide what you're going to do. It's unfair to us to do that. If the community want to come behind, you got to come on. You can't. It's not. You can't. You have to. See, politics is dangerous. You have to watch it. And, you know, Dr. King used to tell us that glory wine will get you drunk. And when you get drunk off of it, the only thing that can make you sober is a fall on your behind. And sometimes when the press is all in your face and everywhere, you do think you got some kind of power that's not necessarily. The power is in the people. That's what the power in it. And you can't say, well, I have to make up my mind and I will do this in a. It's the energy of the people. There are times when you're called. As Esther, why did God call me to the kingdom at such a time as this? And if you don't do what you got to do, hey, then you just got to get out the way and see. Then you become Queen Vesta rather than Queen Esther. If you remember, Queen Vesta was the one that was with the king who he got mad at for having the rebellious stuff. And Queen Esther was the one, that black woman that Mordecai put in there, and he put her there, and she said to him, he said, she said, Mordecai said, well, the king, she said, they heard the king was going to kill everybody. She said, come on, let me save you in your house. He said, no, uh-uh. Because once they, if you save me, they come for somebody else later. Why did God call you to the kingdom at such a time as this? So if you don't think you're the one that's been called, get out of the way. You really can't play with us like that, Karen. You know I love you, but uh-uh. You told Cliff, when I come back on the first, I'm going to tell you something. You was on the other day and you didn't take no calls. You took maybe one or two. You said you had to go. Come back with time to go. But we don't have time because this is some serious business right now that's going on in our community that we have to do. Also, we have the youth that's going to be 18 by November. They can register and they can vote. And then after November, the election, those are going to be 18 by February can register and vote. So we got to do, y'all. We got to do. We can't let our youth get out here and get picked up and because they're unemployed, get dollars or solve their community for a bowl of soup like Esau. Okay, y'all, let me go back to the phone and talk to y'all this morning. I tell you. Let's see, Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing this morning?
God bless you, Dawn.
God bless you, too.
Daughter, you're doing a good job with the young people. We have to raise up young political leaders, young people.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like the game changer for those who was on the 40 and under the other night that Aereo and VON and they did with these young people. And you saw all these young people that was have made it. My daughter, Jimelita, received one of those awards, too. But to see the young folks who are out here doing it, look like Courtney getting ready to leave me. These young folks getting ready, they're just doing it. So we, Courtney getting ready to go to the Bud Billings Parade. She getting ready to switch over with Josephia? Okay.
Maybe push your daughter around for all of them.
Right now? No, I wouldn't dare. But we going to do something. We can see people going to be talking stuff and, you know, change is a change. We got to have a strategy here. Thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon. You through? Thank you. We have to have a strategy what we're going to do. I mean, this ain't no willy-nilly stuff. And everybody talking about, well, like Harold said, they don't even know what happened with Harold and how Harold got elected. Everybody got their little spin on it, but nobody really know but those of us who was there from the beginning, long before we selected a candidate. I keep telling people, we had power. People organized for welfare and full employment rights. That was myself and Nancy Jefferson, Joe Banks, Slim Coleman, Helen Schiller, parents all around the city, parent equalizers. We had organized parent equalizers. And we brought Harold to one of them dinners, and we said we tried to get him to run. Anna Langford said she was going to run. She was putting on her car. And he was talking about, well, I don't know. It's like he always said, it's the plan, not the man. But we were registering people. And I'll tell you next week about how we got the deputy register program, what we did with Chairman LaVelle and how Jane Byrne got mad. And we were able to push that. And we were registering people and doing people and all over the place. And then Mr. Gardner came in, and he said, we talked, met with Nate Clay and Emma Young and all of them, and decided to do this come alive October 5. But you start from there, or you start from Harold, talking about give me registered voters, give me money. You missed the essence of the movement from the people. The movement from the people was going on. And then after that, Lou Palmer and all of us got together. We organized CBUC. We trained folks how to vote. We gave them certificates. You know, we also did BIPO, and we went to jail every day. We fought. We was proactive. And then Harold was messing around, and we told Harold, you're going to either come do it or go on at the Roberts Motel, 63rd Street, and he had to go on. So the same thing with you. You don't sit down and give me these votes, give me these money. No, Miss Carol. Miss Karen, it ain't like that, but I love you. I love you madly, but it ain't like that. We don't have time. We don't, as Harold said, you don't have the luxury to sit down. That's what Harold said. You got to move. Get on up and move. Hey, Johnny.
Alderman, you are on fire, and you really answered all of my questions. But I want to put this out there, timetables, which you stressed. But here's the thing. Why do we give elected officials a pass when it comes to taking phone calls? Shouldn't they embrace phone calls?
Yeah, if you're about the people, you should. I tell you, nobody coming on my show without taking phones, most of it. And what
But why don't we make a real issue and call people out about that? I mean, that's as bogus as it gets.
Well, I think that's what you have to do, Johnny. People like you and all of us, we have to do that. We have to begin to do it. Because even the other day when Karen was on Cliff's show, I thought she would take more calls. Cliff thought she was going to take more. If she couldn't take but two calls.
But put them on blast on Facebook. That's the solution to that issue. That's the way you force that conformity. See, you know, I'm sick of the past, given the past, and I'm very interested. We're recording. First of all, we're looking forward to VON's broadcast from the parade today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who doesn't want to, you know, take questions, strap themselves in?
Well, they might not be able to ask no questions today while they move,
okay.
Because to pervert the parade have to move pretty fast. You can't hold up the parade. But I think listen to me, Johnny. if they can probably say, I can't do it now. But then they say, I want a day for you to come on the show and talk to the people. And that's anybody. If they're not going to talk to the people, don't come on.
Can I just ask you this? What are the hard and fast timetables, though? Because this duck and dodge is bogus. See, I mean, it's like yesterday, every elected that we pay for should strap themselves in.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, Johnny.
And be subject to a whole hour of questioning.
Next week, I'm going to give you a whole timetable on the election. I'm going to tell you when the petitions are due. When you got to file them.
You can't let it go.
Okay, gotcha, Johnny. Thank you so much because I'm running out of
time.
Thank you. I tell you, I'm going to try to get some more calls, and I'm going to call Mr. Scott soon for the parade. And y'all got to help me out because I got a few songs I want to play for y'all. Plano, how you doing this morning?
Thanks for taking my call. You know, God.
Now, who is this? Now, which one is the guy Plano on twice, David? I don't know. Now, is this Plano or somebody else?
Oh, no, ma'am. This is Brother James.
Hi, Brother James. I thought your voice sounded familiar.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I've known you for a long time. You've been on the battlefield out here a long time.
Well, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, God sends us meat. The devil sends us cooks.
And they might put some powdered glass in while they're cooking it, huh?
Yeah.
Make you bleed.
I don't know if there's a heaven on the other side, but there's sure hell on this side. When Karen Lewis was had the teachers out on strike, do you think she knew that they had plans to close over 50 schools?
No, I don't believe she knew that. I think when she was fighting, she fought. Because if you remember, they had more than 50 schools. They had a lot of them. Then he backed up because of the pressure and put something. No, I don't think she knew that. I don't think she would have bought into that.
Yeah, well, I think she did know, and I think she could have brought that up to the people then and made it an issue, and she didn't.
Well, I don't think so. That's a disagreement we have. But go on, James.
Okay, now, the black politician tell the white man we need the same things in our community that he have in his. And the white man said, yeah, I know that's what you need and that's your problem, but I ain't going to give it to you. Now what?
Well,
now what?
Well, Jack, we're going to...
You know, Danny Davis get up there in Washington, he tell them about the violence in Chicago and the resources that need it, and they know that. But they're not going to put them here, and they're not going to share.
Well, I tell you, power conceives no one without a demand, and never have, and never will. James, let's continue this conversation next week.
Yeah, but it ain't the thing of them just knowing it. I mean, how do you force them?
I told you, power conceives no one without a demand, never have, never will. Let's demand.
Yeah, but voting ain't going to make them do it.
Well, just part of it. That's not it. We can't just vote just a vocal. We've been putting people in. They don't care. But I'm saying it's part of the process. Let's finish this conversation next week, James. Thank you so much. Hey, y'all, for God's sake, we got to give more power to the people. We got to. Got to give more power. James is right. More power to the people. We got to have a plan.
Give more power to the people.
Woo!
They know we're not satisfied.
say. More power to the fever, y'all. Hey, y'all, more power to the people, y'all. More power to the people. More power to the people. Don't be scared to hold your fists up, because when you close your fist, that means that you're strong. Your hand is stronger. You can hit harder with a closed fist than you can with an open hand. Look, y'all, that's all it means. Don't be scared of all those things that brought us over. For God's sake, we got to give more power to the people. I tell you, Bill, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Sister Tim. Hey. You know about them black power fists, because I say you like 200 black power fists. Stacked up on top of each other. You know, the love that you have for your people comes across through the airwaves. I mean, you need more time than what you get. And, you know, it's a lot of wasted time during the week morning.
Hey, Bill, like fine wine, baby. Get up and listen to me and go on and get your orders for the rest of the week. Don't worry about it. It's fine wine. I'm fine on Saturday morning. I love it. I love my spot on Saturday morning. I wouldn't take this stuff every morning for fine wine.
But, you know, you can get a lot of people up, because when I get through listening to your show, I'm up and I'm ready to do something. So, you know, I could just see how you could affect a lot of people.
Well, I'll guess, you know what I do? Maybe they'll call me to guest with them sometime. I'll guess. Maybe sometime they might let me sit in for somebody. I don't know.
Well, they ought to, but, you know, there's a little mismanagement going on.
Oh,
but, I want to say something about us.
I couldn't tell you, Bill, let me tell you something. I wouldn't want to get up every morning, 6 o'clock, come in and be here. I don't mean no harm. But I do have a family, I have things I do, and that's why I'm fine wine. And you know, one thing about BON, they got different personalities doing different things, so you pick and choose what you want. Some folks like them other folks. Some folks like them folks. Some folks love me. So, you know, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. I know, but I love the nationalist type people. It seems like y'all have an agenda that I'm for, and that y'all up ready to do.
But you know the black community, the black community is not monolithic. Some of the folks who listen don't even like me. They might not want to listen to me.
True.
Okay.
True. You know, hey, I wanted to say that I think Minister Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson are doing a dang thing.
Why you think
you
that?
Know, because you have these food deserts, and where are they going to grocery shop? They based here in Chicago. Where are they going to grocery shop? At Jewel's? You know, it's like we need a chain grocery store. It's towns in the Illinois with a lot of black folks, but no chain grocery store.
Well, you got some of the brothers in the nation got some stores, and I'm going to readdress this. There's two things I got to address next week. And this is one thing I'm going to address. I'm going to talk about the black grocery store I put on 55th Street from this brother named Tony Glenn and what black folks can go and support him. But we're going to talk about that. I don't think you can let Jesse, Reverend Jackson, and Minister Farrakhan wear that jacket, because nobody, Minister Farrakhan.
They are the sisters. But see, don't cover for them.
I'm not covering. I'm telling you how I feel.
You know, we got Hopkins Park. Black folks that own property out there. All this can be brought together.
Let me tell you, all the thoughts start from you. You know, when you look at S.B. Fuller, he saw a need and he filled it. You could start too, Bill.
A lot of black folks always, you know, when the people call in with good ideas, like that one brother that calls in about.
No, I'm not dumping
that's
you. I want you to know.
I'm doing my job, but I'm not a black leader. If I was a black leader standing up always running my mouth, then I would be doing
something. Well, I disagree with you about the minister.
Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson.
Well, it's Minister Farrakhan,
Reverend
Jackson.
But not doing nothing.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to get them nasty you one day.
Sharpton, too.
Thank
and
you,
then,
Bill.
You know, something else.
Bill, I got 20 minutes, and I got to go. No, Minister Farrakhan worked his butt off. He got farms, he got everything, and he worked his butt off to work on behalf of black folks, put his life on the line, you know. And people out there in the public, their life is literally on the line, and they are also threatened. So is Reverend Jackson. So we all have to do this together. It's not just on one, but I'm going to address that next week. I promise you again, so keep on listening, Bill. Plano, how you doing?
Black.
Why you got your radio on?
I have a way. Yes, I have it on.
Put your
My question is, Sister Tim, I was just listening to you talking about Karen.
Uh huh.
And what's she scared of? I mean, why you? It's all.
I don't know, but we don't have time. She got to do it or move.
My thing is move out the way. I mean, what other black candidate we got?
It ain't gotta be. If it ain't black, it might be somebody else who really all right. So we have to see, right? We're gonna see what we're doing here. It might be somebody else. But you got to do what you got to do here and do what you got to do. We can't be playing around here because, hey, as we're playing, people are reframing things.
But he got an $8 million war chest, don't
you? Oh, that's all right. It ain't about the money. It's about the people. People is more powerful than the money.
But it's, my thing is that
you can't be fearful. If you're scared, now you ask two things, Plano. It makes no sense. It's a contradiction. One hand you ask, what's wrong with Karen? Then the other hand, you say he got an $8 million war chest. So you're fearful of his war chest, but you tell Karen to jump in it. So make up your mind, my brother.
Well, my candidate was Robert Shaw, but then people look at him.
Oh, no, Shaw don't need to run. Shaw need to go on and get. No, Shaw don't need to do that right now. But he's my friend, okay? But I won't talk about Shaw. He's my friend, and Shaw and I talk all the time. Thanks, Plano. No, this is we got to be for real with this. We cannot play with this. We got to be for real, and this ain't about no plan. This is some real stuff. LaVette.
Good morning, sister. Black, black, black,
all
black.
The way. Black, black, black with no cream in my coffee, even though I love everybody, but I sure
please
love you.
Excuse me. A little cream. Just a little cream.
You can take some cream, baby. I want it black.
You know, I was talking.
With a little sugar.
Now, who was that answered the phone that I was talking to?
I don't know. Ebony, maybe. Courtney.
Yes.
Is Ebony or Courtney?
I love talking to her. But I heard you talk about the sign. Did they put that inside your mailbox?
Yeah, I thought it was just trouble. They had so many pluggers. I mean, it was very expensive pluggers.
Was it in your mailbox?
Yeah, I have a slot, so they put in my slot. Everybody has.
Well, if they anything that goes through the slot without postage on it is a federal offense.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to.
I know that. But you know what? That's like propaganda. That's like a plane drop in Vietnam when they tried to push propaganda.
Right.
So I talk to teenagers about these signs because they're very expensive signs, and the teenager said. I asked the question, do you have a gun? Do you have a gun?
Uh-huh.
They say no. I said, are you violent? They say no. So the message is going to the wrong people.
Right.
These kids do not want to see or hear that.
But if they keep their mind all messed up, we can't get them to move and fight because it was the young people who was the warriors in the 60s, and they trying to keep these young folks messed up.
So and exactly, because I told them, I said, as warriors in the 60s, the words that we used were peace and love and harmony.
Right.
And so I had them write the words that they wanted to express, and they were turned into art. So I'm saying that this is not in the hearts of our children.
Right.
And when they're in that town hall meeting that they had on Sunday.
That was the biggest joke in the world.
To it, and it's a joke because what it is that these people are being paid to do the town hall. They're being paid
hey,
to
these preachers better watch it. They're selling their birthright for a bowl of soup.
Yes. And,
okay,
and,
I got
and we're being led by someone that's promoting propaganda from people.
I love you. Call me back next week and let's continue this conversation. I love what you're saying. I tell you, I'm going to take hey there, Joseph. I'm going to get ready for the big payback in a minute. Courtney, help Joseph out. Karma, how you doing? Joseph can take over Courtney. Courtney on her way to the parade. Hey, Karma, Joseph's good, though. He's been my engineer before. A young black
good
man,
morning,
handsome.
Good morning, Miss Dorothy.
Good morning. Look at that young black man taking
good
over.
Morning,
good morning,
Miss Dorothy. This is Karma from Elmwood Park. For God's sake, we got to give more power. For God's sake, gotta give more power to the people.
Come on, my sister.
Well, you know you got the power. They didn't think Harold Washington was gonna win.
Yeah.
I remember. Here's Harold.
Yeah, he
and
is Harold.
Here's Carol.
Yeah, well, Karen, if Karen ain't gonna stay there, she gotta get out the way. She can't hold us up. She can't
keep
playing.
If Carol got to get out the way, then you run, Miss Dorothy.
No, but what I'm saying, Karen got to. I'm calling on Karen to tell us something. Carmen, I'm calling on Karen from my show. You ain't waiting till October. You better say something. As they said, mess
and
get
right.
off the pot.
And
don't.
People should remember their history. Harold, they said, where did he come from? Everybody's like, where did he come from? He came from the goodness of the people. Cause
that's right.
More power to the people.
That's right. And look, you remember Walter
Jacobs?
Yeah. And what Walter Jacobs said, what happened? How did he win? But for God's
right.
sake. More power to
and
the
when
people.
Harold used to tell Walker Jameson, this is some doo-doo. He was like, what that mean, Harold? What that mean?
Well, I tell you, I want you to listen, because all I want to say about this, Carmen, is everybody better be mad, because it's time for the big payback. Thank you. Call next week. It's time for the big payback. It's time. I'm mad. Hey. Oh, big payback.
Got to pay back. Revenge.
Father Blake, you hear that? We got to do the payback, y'all.
We need some get back.
We need some get back out there, preachers. Lead us. We got to lead our children. Forget this. Put the guns out. Let's give them something positive. Come on, y'all. Well, Billiken Day, y'all, in the city of Chicago. Hey, y'all. Woo! That ain't right, y'all. Taking all of our stuff out of our communities. Woo! Somebody else get some trouble? You catch them in 5 minutes. Take 10 years and hours. Woo! Got to see the payback, y'all. Don't be scared. Woo! Come on, Jane Brown. I'm mad, y'all. Sold us out, y'all. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, y'all got an arrangement. Ain't gonna work. Yeah. Get ready, my brother.
You gotta get ready.
Get ready, y'all, Chicago.
The big payback,
y'all. Don't be fooled by running this money, neither, y'all. Big payback. Hey! Y'all hear that?
But don't do no damn squealing.
Yeah, y'all think y'all wheeling, y'all squealing, y'all ain't dealing.
I can dig rapping.
Hey!
I'm ready.
I'm ready, y'all.
I can dig rapping.
Come on, Jane Brown.
But I can't dig that backstabbing.
Can't take that backstabbing. Woo! Get ready, my brother. Hey, Joe, how many minutes I got on that? Get ready, you mother. How many minutes? In the song.
Let me hit him. Hit him, Fred.
I'm going to do it all. Come on, y'all. And some of y'all been down there even been y'all ain't been protecting us down there. Springfield or City Hall. Woo! Hey, y'all. Come on, state reps, state senators, aldermen, mayors, and governors. Hey.
Let me tell
y'all something.
Down with my woman.
That ain't right. Hey!
You holler in cuss. You wanna fight?
Hey, you think you deep, huh?
Look here!
Hey!
Don't do me no done favor.
Y'all hear that, don't you?
I don't know karate.
Hey!
But I know karate.
Hey, y'all!
Hey! Get ready!
Get ready, y'all!
That's a fact!
That's a fact! Big payback, bring it on down. Woo!
I'm a man.
Hey.
I'm a man. I'm a son of a man. But don't take care of you. Then Papa kid.
Oh, watch out now. Papa coming with his razor.
For the big payback.
Hey, y'all.
Hey! Hit me again.
Big payback, y'all. Big payback. Big payback, y'all. We're not taking this, the big payback. The big payback. Belinda, how you doing?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, you know.
Is I'm up, Anthony? Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, a gentleman called earlier about Minister Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson. You know, nobody had walked in their shoes.
I know.
People threaten their families and stuff for trying to stick up for our people.
I know about that.
Okay, and then we don't even come out to support these people. And another thing, it starts with the man in the mirror. You got to get up and do something, and then it'll catch on.
Hey.
Now, I don't know whose administration this was under, but they had hired Farrakhan security to.
I remember the security that was support
yeah,
that was up at the public housing.
They were secured.
Okay. That was guarding public housing.
What I like to see. I'd like to see them brothers secure Chicago. They will make these young brothers.
But you know about the problem? Let me tell you, Belinda. Chicago total community is not as violent as they say it is. We got problems. But see, if we.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is.
I understand what you're saying, but listen to me.
150 more cops, bitter, repeater shooter cops out there that's trained to kill our young people. Put some brothers out there.
Well, that's a good thought.
The streets, they'll make them pull their pants up and add some programs with that.
Well, look, I hear you, my sister, somebody can y'all talk about that next week. We'll finish it up. Y'all can call me next week. I tell you, this is something. Maceo, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Alderman Tillman, Maceo.
Okay.
How are
you? Talking about the parade, and we're talking
yes,
about politics.
Yes, I am. I'm talking about the parade, and I'd just like to say to the defender, and to the Defender Charities, Colonel Scott, thank you for continuing this great tradition for our children, for our people, and thank you for the opportunity and the honor for the UNIA to be in this parade as well.
Well, I'll be looking for you, Maceo. Thank you so much. I'm going to be looking for Maceo. The UNIA going to be in the parade. I tell you. Michelle from South Carolina. Michelle? Yes
ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, the big payback.
The big payback.
Yes, ma'am. For the next 3 years, this is a strategy. So, and you tell me what you think about it. Because of the issues with our black boys not learning in school, I'm saying we are to hold our money at the football game, at the basketball game, and just let...
Michelle, you're going in and out, but I got the essence of what you're saying. We got to have some kind of boycott. I think we got to find one or two things that we can really do. You can't be all across the board. Michelle, call me back because you're going in and out. I can't hear everything you're saying. I tell you, she's saying that because of what's happening with education, we got to find something we got to do to get them with the big payback. But like children, we got to, but we also got to teach our children to hold on to their dreams. You know, if they just think, they got to be scared with the guns and with this. We just finished the boot camp, Broadway and Bronzeville, off the street on the stage, and we didn't lose a child, and they were really good, and they ran that theater, and those who came out to support us, you see what those children are doing. You can all call 773-373-1900 who keep supporting us, because we're still in this battle for our building. We're still fighting back and forth, so don't y'all turn loose, think everything is all right. We're still fighting. Our job is to make sure, and you... that children hold on to their dream. This is dedicated to all of the children for the Bubblican Day Parade, all of the children out there who maybe going to watch it on television, even on Channel 9 are taking it off. WIA, WCUI is doing it. But this is for the Bubblican Day. To our children, to all of my grandchildren, to all of you, to your friends, to all of my extended children, to the children in the city of Chicago, to black children around the country, and other children too. This is dedicated to you for Bubblican Day. And Manny, I'm going to get to you in a second. Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Very cold.
Come on.
It favors not the young or old.
Come on, y'all.
Life is hard.
It's for our babies, y'all. I'm dedicating it to Happy Bubblican Day, y'all. Come on.
Unless you believe that someone cares.
Come on, we care for you.
Someone who's there.
We got to be there for them.
Rain or shine.
Yes.
Sharing your dreams, your heart.
So we need to be putting that out rather than some gun. Yeah. Pastors and leaders. This is what we're supposed to be teaching. Because God is.
And love will shine on you one day. Yeah. Step by step. Straight ahead.
Yeah. over the name. That's what we got to say to our children.
In your dreams.
So put the gun down. Put the gun down. Run and hide. Got to show you the way. We got to show them the way, y'all. Come on, babies. This is for you out there. We love you, children. Happy Bubilican Day. A day when all of our children get together and just smile and have a good time. Woo!
This world
yeah.
goes around and around.
Thank you, Broadway and Bronzeville. Thank you, Jimelita. Thank you, Bimbergy. Tillman.
Don't dismay. What goes around comes around, baby.
The wings of the mind, you can fly. But if you're out there thinking it's a nightmare, you're not going to fly. That's what we got to give them, y'all. Somebody call and say, should we be having the Bubilican Day parade when they're closing schools and firing black teachers? Of course we should. And you black teachers should be out there mobilizing, organizing, and talking. You should have had a float in the parade that said, open our schools. Yes, 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 the largest black parade in the country. Yes, we should. And the caller, we need to keep on fighting, but yes, we should still have that. Bimbergy won the award. Evan, type it up. Manny, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Dreams are the wings of the mind. You can fly. How many minutes I got over there?
I hear that, but I was going to say, I got a problem with Jesse Jackson and Farrakhan. I felt deep down inside Jesse Jackson had Martin Luther King set up. And
well, we can't talk about that now. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not going to let you get on the air and change. This is a Children's Bubilican Day and say that, you know. Call somebody else here and say that, man, I can't let you do that over here. Come on, dreams are the wings of the mind that you can fly. Just hold on to your dream. Ebony, type in Bimbergy's information for me. Bimbergy just got the number one producer's award. I was proud of him. Bimbergy has been over there, he and Jimelita holding that theater down, and they've been holding it down, baby. But he got the number, they did producers from all over the country. And Bimbergy got the number one producer's award. And I want to thank him. He's behind the scenes that y'all don't know. That's my youngest son who works very closely with his sister. He plays 15 instruments, write, arrange, and help do a lot. So we congratulate you, Bimbergy. And thank you for the program that you helped Jimelita with this summer. You got 30 seconds. I'm going to try to take a call because I got to get ready to go out here. How many minutes I got? Okay, I'm going to have to go, y'all. Lawrence, I'm going to take 30 seconds, and you can start my song in a minute. Lawrence, y'all, it's too late. Lawrence? 30 seconds. I got to go. He's telling me I got to go. How you doing?
I just want you to know that we're growing lines in Englewood. We got a nonprofit organization called I Grow Chicago. We've been all on the news with Ms. Tamika.
Wake up early next week and call and tell me about it because we're running late. Okay? I tell you. How you doing? 30 seconds. I got to go.
Hello?
30 seconds. I got to go. Yes.
This is Audrea.
Yeah, I got to go, Miss. She's telling
okay,
me I got
to
go.
I just want to give accolades to Jimelita Bimbergy and the Jackie Robinson.
Okay, I got to go. He's telling me I got to go, Miss Honey. You gotta,
bye.
Bye-bye. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for listening this morning. Happy Bubilican Day. We've had, we're going to come on all y'all out and have a good time. Let's get ready. I'll be back next week. We've had a wonderful time with you. Come on out, y'all. And VON is going to be at the parade. Y'all make sure you go by and talk to VON. Hey, y'all, we can do this, y'all. Don't worry about it. I'll see y'all next week, 6 to 8. Coffee in the conversation with Dorothy Wright Tim. And until next week, let's understand. Don't let nobody fool you. It can happen. Reparations now. With fathers, me is
dripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa and with